Yeah, we about to break some stuff up now.
They gonna hate me for this one, man.
Legalism.
But you know what? It's gotta be said.
Religious spirits.
Look at this world. It's in a state of disease. The father sitting on his throne, looking down his feet. Because at the rim streets, there is carnality. But in the house of God, we find that there is idolatry. We're the ones who should be seeking, searching, looking for souls. Instead, we watching BET, can't wait to talk on the phone. Got to get the gossip, spread the latest rumors while somebody's in a hospital bed. Dying from tumors, we claim to be anointed, claim to be appointed. If that be the truth, broad control your loins. Get out in the world, sow a seed in someone's life. Instead of trying to sow a seed up in the next brother's life. That's right, but we would never make it, because we have forsaken the mission of the cross, and now we're left exposed naked. Like the words of Jeremiah, beat the whole book. Or get convicted, cause the truth is gonna have you shook. So what you gonna do? Sit down, stand up. What you gonna do? Walk out, man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie. What you gonna do? Sit down or stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out or man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie. When children fell in school, we're quick to blame the teacher. If somebody goes to hell, oh yeah, we blame the preacher. I don't have to speak prophetic to tell you that it's pathetic. When it's time to pray, we're time for sin, we're so energetic. I said it, and I meant it right now. We need repentance, because the blood of Christ is not a gimmick. Forget it, it's written. Many shall say, yes, on that day, we prophesied and did this and that in your name. Away from me, I never knew you in speech. From his mouth, because you're lukewarm, now you're standing looking dumb. Came into the wedding feast with Rockaway and Sean Jean. What the heck is going on? Where you think you're going to run? You try to justify your walk with things you bought. Just as spice when the Lord is called for salt. Claiming that you've been called to sin. Well, stop faking, bruh. Them ain't gators, them prince. So what you gonna do? Sit down, stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out a man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie. What you gonna do? Sit down or stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out a man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie.
I give you no apology, confronting this hypocrisy for preaching that apostasy. No, it doesn't bother me. So you don't think it's fair, I see. You don't believe because you're sad, you see. Have a form of godliness, denying the power. The first until the fire goes, the unbelievers and cowards. You see, it's Revelation 21. This is where I'm coming from, Matthew 24. If you want to hear some more, the book of James, read it through 2 Peter chapter 2. Then you understand exactly who it is I'm talking to. But let me backtrack to 1 Timothy. Start with chapter 4 and you will feel me. Read it through the second address and confess. Repent with a sincere heart and get blessed. But if you don't, you've been warned. Go ahead and flip the coin. Heads or tails, it doesn't matter, still the same outcome.
So what you gonna do? Sit down, stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out or man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie. What you gonna do? Sit down or stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out or man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie. So what you gonna do? Sit down, stand up. What you gonna do? Punk out or man up. You got a choice, that's live or die. Your choice is truth or lie.